Good evening, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. My name is Jordan Slice Cavone. You might recognize me from this episode of Impact Wrestling. This is Sudden Impact, where I do a breakdown of TNA Wrestling. The opening matchup is a six-man battle royal to determine Ali's number one contender for Rebellion. Leon Slater, Chris Bay, Alan Angels, Jason Hotch, Kevin Knight, and Jake Something all absolutely shine in this match. Leon Slater hits this phenomenal dive over the ring post and takes out half the people, while Jake Something hits into the void to pick up the win. Shout out to the Michigan guy. This means we are officially getting Jake Something versus Mustafa Ali at Rebellion for the X Division title. That match is going to be phenomenal. Next up is a Dirty Dango segment where they're in a gazebo for some reason, and Dango calls Windsor Detroit's stupid cousin. Love it. Love this segment. Dango calls Bravo and Oleg anchors, teasing a breakup. Quick backstage segment with Gia Miller interviewing AJ Francis and Rich Swann. They're going to tell us about their actions next week. Back from break, and Diener is on his way out to the ring. He says that he's made a lot of mistakes and the decisions are all now made by the people. GYV beat him up. Next match is the Grizzled Young Vets versus the Time Splitters. Really great matchup here. Excited to see it play out for the best guys in TNA. Poorly timed commercial in my opinion, but that's beside the point. Great double team work from GYV. GYV uses each other to do a slice spread on Kushida. Love that. Kushida punches Drake out of the air to counter a Doomsday device. Kushida wins with the hoverboard lock. Great tag team action. Nothing spectacular, but good showcase for both teams. Backstage, we have Tom Hannafin, my coffee guy, and Hammerstone doing a quick breakdown and rundown of Hammerstone's background. Hammerstone is setting up to be a really strong heel in the company. Bit of a long segment, but good. Next up is PCO vs. Crazy Steve for the Digital Media Championship. I will never not be impressed with Crazy Steve. The dude's legally blind with his glasses off. PCO is 56. I can't get over that. This match is a bit slower than you'd expect from these two, but still solid. The ref is busy with Crazy Steve for like 5 hours when Khan shows up and sets up this weird chair spot. I think we're getting a triple threat Rebellion. Eric Young comes out on stage and calls out Frankie Kazarian for a Full Metal Mayhem match at Rebellion. This is TNA's modified version of a TLC match. Ash by Elegance comes out for her third match, and I wasn't sure about this gimmick during her debut, but the presentation of her in the concierge is amazing. Raywald is also doing an incredible job on commentary, getting this character over. The concierge cleans her hand during the match. It's so phenomenal. Ash wins 3-0, beats up Sparks after the match, and Zaya Brookside makes the save. Nick Nemeth in-ring segment. He is tied for the best theme in TNA with EY right now. Downstate knocking out another banger wrestling theme. Nemeth great on the mic, great fit for TNA. This is what we should have had in WWE for years. The system arrive and Moose drops the fire line of the one thing Nick Nemeth hasn't been able to beat was the system. Love it. The main event is Jordynne Grace defending her title against Tasha Steelz. Jade keeps getting better each week at ring announcing, and I love that TNA acknowledges the referees' names during title matches. It's a nice touch. The knockout title is my personal favorite. Look at it. It's beautiful. The match starts, and we get a commercial? That seems kind of weird. Not a fan, but picture in picture, so it's okay. Back to commercial, Tasha attempts a quick pin, submission. Grace is just too strong. These two work so well together, and Tom mentions that Tasha has never defeated Jordynne one-on-one. Great line from Anathan. Nice flurry by Tasha, juggernaut driver, and retains the title for Jordynne Grace. Overall, solid episode of Impact. The six-man number one contender was great, solid tag action, Grace looked great in her win, and the hype for Rebellion was made apparent. Solid 3 out of 5 show.